We'll call to order the August 8th, 2022, regular town council meeting at 6:06. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randall Mobley.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
And clerk treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Thank you. Please join us for prayer and follow by the pledge of allegiance.
Father God, we just ask that you anoint our meeting tonight, just lead us in our decision-making. Lord, we just want to thank you for our town, thank you for the people that are here. And Lord, just as always, lead us in the direction we should go and lead us in the direction that is God-like and not what we want to do, but what you need to be done, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to amend or adopt agenda is presented. A motion by Scott, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Matt? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side, nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side, nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims, also submitted by the clerk treasurer and noted on our website. Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side, nay. Motion approved. Approval of payroll allowance documents submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website. A motion by Scott, do I have a second? By Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side, nay. Motion approved. We'll take a second. Here to sign this documentation. Thank you. Any comments from the public? Looks like I have no documentations for none. First, we have ordinance number 2022-OR-020. It's an ordinance transferring certain funds. Transfer some money. So it looks like tonight our ordinance is to transfer some garbage, garbage containers to the maintenance packer, and some more garbage containers to streets and sanitation maintenance, miscellaneous service. One's for $15,000 and one's for $10,000. Stacy, are now therefore be ordained by the town council of Sudbury, Indiana, the following funds be transferred. Numbers, like I said, from streets and sanitation garbage containers to streets and sanitation maintenance packer, $15,000. Also, streets and sanitation garbage containers to streets and sanitation miscellaneous service, $10,000. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its passing. Prolongation of evident by the permanent signature of undersigned as the majority of the duly elected serving members of this council. So, you know, I have it here in front of you, so I ask for a motion for this approval of transfer of funds.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, a second by Scott. Any other discussion?
Yes, I have a question, Charlie. Charlie may have the answer. When you say containers, are we talking about containers on the vehicles or what?
Trash cans.
Just containers, okay. That's all I have.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? All right. That said, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Some unfinished business.
Motion to waive second reading.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Motion to waive the second reading.
I'll take that motion.
I'll take it. Motion by Scott, second by Randy.
Sure.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion to approve ordinance number 2022-OR-022.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. We've got some unfinished business.
We did.
And it has to do with the police department signing. So once again, I want to thank the chief for taking care of getting the flagpole. The flagpole is great.
That was good.
We're excited to see what else we've got here moving forward, so.
All right, if you look at what I just gave you, obviously, a few meetings ago, you had asked myself and Mr. Smith about where we were with the signage and with the lights on the building itself and the actual signs. We were waiting on the official quote to come in. Quote you have in front of you is the low quote for the three. And then obviously, if you look at page two and three, you will see the rendering of what that looks like as far as the sign and then obviously the letters itself that go on the building that faces State Road 60. They are backlit, so at night those will light up, as well as the sign itself is also backlit, so that will also be seen. It'll be seen at night, and that will replace the god-awful ugly thing we have out front right now. So with that being said, obviously, the quote came in at $50,177.24. I was able to go through my budget and find $30,000 of that dollars. So what I would be requesting twofold. One is to approve this quote, and two, for the rest of that to come out either rainy day or set it. And I say the first 30 will come out of my budget.
Chief, does this include the mop, the demolition of the other sign?
This quote includes, yes.
It does?
It does. If you look at line five on page one, removal of existing monument and dispose of the sign.
Okay, I see that now.
Chief, who was the vendor and what was the total amount?
The vendor is BSG Sign Group, and total is $50,177.24. I actually got you a copy. I just didn't walk back here.
I got a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
One, I think that you have a nice building over there, much nicer than where you came from. And that is one of the first buildings you come in contact with when you come into the town. And so it's my opinion that we need to have the proper signage as people come into town, and it's reflective of the town itself. If you come into any other city with a crummy, rusty old, that was one of my things when I came here, the signage was poor, rusted, falling over. When people see that, it's indicative of the type of town that we have. So I think you have a really, really nice building out there. I think you need the signage. I've been asking for that, so people know what that building is. It's not an office building anymore. It should be indicative of the town that we have here and that we're trying to build and that we have updated over the last couple of years, including the back. Where is the monument sign going to go?
Right now.
Where the flagpole is. That was nice addition.
The monument sign would be basically right according to this. Obviously, we can put it wherever. Right now, they would put it back in the general location where the other. According to this quote.
The map that I sent them for submission to be submitted, the front of the building with block letters, the monument sign would come in off the entry off of Old 60, where the main entry is.
And I think, in my opinion, and I'm only one of five, that is probably the best place for it, closer to Old 60, as you turn into the parking lot. The higher volume of traffic on Highway 60 itself is just going to see the facade, and that's all they're going to see is the big block letters. I would be in favor of adding the town seal on the end of some of her police or something of that effect. Just my opinion, I'm not trying to make a quote problem, but I appreciate all the work. And then I think President Amos probably speak on it. I think this is a really good start. It's needed along with some lighting. It's really dark. Once you get past the parking lot, people are really. I think that area there is an entry part to our town that really want to look nice. And you are the primary tenant there as you come into town. So I'm all for whatever landscaping and lighting we need to use to make that look as well as the gym that it should be. That's just my opinion. So those were my only questions. The last thing was, Charlie, as you are going towards the police department, so you're going east on 60, just looking at the sight line of the building, you have a street sign, then you see the flagpole, then you see is there a way to move the street sign to where it's offset a little bit, to where you just see the whole building in view? I mean, it's just not a good look. That's just my personal thing. Maybe I'll just be in.
I need to look. Is it like Old 16?
That old Highway 60.
I have to look and see. Some of them are NDOT, some of them are ours. We've been trying to do the street department consolidate signage pollution. So we've noticed a lot of street corners in town will have a stop sign with a pole, and you have another pole that has a street sign, and you have another pole that says slow or something. And we've been trying to consolidate poles, so everything's on one pole if possible. So I'll take a look at Old 60.
I think with the mailboxes there and the repaving of Old 60, that was very popular in town. I just think that's that's a corridor there that you have some properties that are up for sale. You have a lot going on that little stretch there. And you have the JC, the development that's going on there. I just think that is an area that, along with the police department, it should be really, really, a really, really nice corridor of entry. I know it's not a redevelopment meeting, but.
I'd like for us all to sit down a little bit more. I think we can get some donated labor material to help out some of the. That's my thing. I came up with a great idea. I mean, we could tear off some of this building we've got around here. We might be able to find some historic limestone. I mean, we could use that as a cap. Instead of half of the. I want to get it done. But I know we want to give you some more light, Chief, is what we want to do. We want to get you some light.
Well, my thing, obviously for me, from my standpoint, where we're at on that, that the sign is nice, and you want, like I say, I agree, that's the first thing, and there's so much traffic on 60, you want that nice signage that you've seen. But for me, this from the Chief's point, the letters on the building that say Sellersburg Police at night, is more important than that sign right now.
Okay.
I'm just being honest, because right now on 60 at night there is nothing over there at all. And again, I don't know, how you all want to do it. However, but like Councilman Boy said, my big concern is from 60 where all the traffic is. Once it's dark, and obviously it's going to start getting darker earlier now. You cannot tell that that's the police department from State Road 60 side.
Well, Chief, let me ask you this. Can we move forward with putting the signage on the building and let you go ahead and pay for that? And then we'll...
We can do it. I mean, I can reach back. Obviously, they quoted the whole project. Obviously, if I was to reach back out and say, hey, I want to move forward with this right now. And again, once I did that, obviously I have the money for that.
Right.
And we can rethink the actual sign, because like Coach Charlie just said, I think there should be a monument sign bigger out there where it's at, and then a smaller one also in front off of O. So I think there probably should be two monument signs of different sizes, and then obviously my letters on the building. But again, obviously it comes down to money. But again, for me, you know, the letters, anything that we do, keep in mind, this is all custom made, so this is not going to happen overnight. So for me right now, we're towards the end of the budget, and I can, you know, obviously I can find some money in my budget if this project could get done before the end of the year. Obviously, if it's not, then next year's a whole other story. But I did speak to them today, and she said the letters on the building, from the time that I would tell her, okay, she thought 4 to 6 weeks, so that actually would be done prior to the end of the year.
Chief, I think, I can't speak for the entire council, but I'll make a proposal to you. I think it's important that we save our history and our tradition, and that there's some possibility of saving some of the limestone here, maybe using that as a cap on your monument sign. There's a potential for that to happen. And I do agree with you. People need to know that that's a police department. That's the place they need to know in the event there's an emergency, someone can pull in your parking lot. Right now, at nighttime, no one knows unless you see the cars in the back. So I think my proposal to you, since you have the money in your budget, is to propose to the council that we exceed an amount not to exceed, we approve an amount not to exceed $12,000. Which will allow you to complete items number 2 and 3 on this quote and get your signage product with the backlit, and then we'll table the rest for the monument sign, have an executive session on that, and meet further to make sure that we get the proper signage for your building.
That would be fine, like I say, and again, y'all can do it how, obviously with the letters not being near the 50,000, it really would sound horrible, but I wouldn't actually even have to have the do not. I have that in my budget. That's just something I can reach out and say, hey, do this, like I would on everyday business with other stuff I've done.
And I don't know how the rest of the gentlemen here feel, but having that town seal up there on your building, I think would look nice. It's just my opinion. It's even possible. They may not be able to do it since it's all block lettering, but if you could inquire on that.
I would. So if we want to go that route, I will reach out to them tomorrow when I come back in and just talk about the letters. But I say, if that's the case, other than the town seal, I don't think it would make it that much more. That's not anything that you all might do. I can do that myself out of the current budget.
And we can revisit the monument signs.
You can revisit the monument signs once you find out what you want them to look like in the actual placement, and I can get the letters on the book.
We need a motion for that.
Second by Terry, not to exceed $12,000.
We don't need to.
So you got 2 and 3 taken care of.
We don't need to have a vote on it.
You don't need to vote.
Yeah,
you don't need to vote.
We'll work with you on the other.
Yeah, and that's fine. I say most important is just getting that size so somebody can tell us the police department. The other stuff obviously looks very nice and will look nice.
Absolutely.
But it can, to me, that wasn't my number one priority. So I just appreciate that, and hopefully they can get those letters on there in 4 to 6 weeks for me, and that part will be done. The lighting for the flag, I'm supposed to be getting that sometime this week also. Again, that's something that I'm taking care of through my current budget. So thanks.
What about the column lighting between the windows?
Still getting some, I got some quotes coming in. Again, that's not going to be quotes big enough that I'll have to bring to you all. That should be stuff that, again, I can take care of in my current budget.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
If you need to talk around the loads, I'll get you some other bucks.
Hey, if you want to pay for them, I'll take donations.
All right. Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Okay. New business, Silver Creek School Corporation, construction permits waiver request.
Good
I think everybody has in front of them a letter from Dr. Briggs here, superintendent, who's in attendance tonight. I think also have a letter from our town manager, Charlie Smith, stating the same. So, I mean, I don't know who probably you want to go over.
Dr. Briggs, you want to come up to the...
Sure.
Just help make sure we're going through this properly. So, as you know, the school corporation, and I appreciate Dr. Briggs being here tonight. School corporation is moving forward with construction plans of $50 million-ish worth of improvements at the high school, middle school, and primaries, in various stages and different things. Obviously, I think a lot of it's focused at the high school property throughout there. The school corporation has asked and requested that the town waive permitting fees related to the construction. So obviously, as you know, through our permitting process, there are fees associated with new construction. There'll be permitting for general construction, electrical, mechanical, and plumbing within that. Also on their site, obviously, since it's been built on, added on to, and chopped up and redone over the years, there's a lot of infrastructure over there. So with that, early in the process, I'd approached the school corporation about doing a water loop, a water main loop, through the property over there. It would tie in where the current football and baseball fields are. Through there, there's an easement between a couple houses over in Dryer Estates, tying into the water main over there to create a secondary loop in our system. That would obviously improve service for our residents, our users, as well as the school property over there. So, so within this letter here, that you have a copy in front of you, the school corporation is asking for waiving of those. I have drafted a letter that I've sent to all you, and I think we've all had a conversation regarding this. Basically, up to you guys, I'm assuming what you do, you want to do this, make a conversation. Yes, no, however you want to handle it. I've written this kind of as the affirmative of yes, we will waive those fees within that, and the school will then take on the expense also for any water main extension and loop as part of their project to help out with service on their site as well as with the town. I did draft this as such where it does waive the fees of permitting for construction, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, but the contractor still will be required to obtain the permits. They would just be no cost. You know, we still need to know who the contractors are. The contractors still need to be licensed in town according to our ordinances. And if there are any re-inspections that have to happen, obviously, when they get done with the project or get done with part of the project, like footers or whatever it is, we've got to do an inspection. But if they're done improperly and we have to go back out and re-inspect multiple times, then their contractor will be subject to re-inspection fees for that. So. This is the gist of the letter. Y'all have a copy of my draft in front of you. I think I've covered everything. You have anything to add within that?
I believe we also requested not to have an easement.
Correct.
Did you mention that?
I did not. So that's in there as well. Towards the bottom of the letter, currently on the school property, it is public property, is being entered, owned by another governmental entity. There are no easements currently on any of the school property for any of our water sewer mains. So obviously we would not look at establishing one currently on their property. But then that is just understood that we would be able to have access should be needed, that we have to go out and do a repair or something on the system, that we would not be denied as such within the bounds of that.
Yeah, and the question could ultimately come up, if you have to go do a repair, where does that cost lie?
Oh, no, I mean, yeah. So there's a, what's the script of easement?
Yeah, so from a, I understand your desire to not have an easement placed upon the property, but from a legality standpoint, if for some reason the school board and the town council were ever not in agreement, that's why I think there should be some level of an easement or a written agreement. Because the town has to be able to get in and fix, you know, it's going to be the town's property, and they need to be able to get on the property to fix any pipes or stations or anything else that may happen, upgrades, what have you. And so we need to kind of figure out the best path forward. I mean, I guess from a legal perspective, what is your reservation to not want to have these?
Yeah, I would think that our reservation boils down to, if we have something built, constructed, newly over, what would be an easement area, if there are repairs to be done, we would not want to see that busted up and then we have to replace it and spend the cost on it.
Sure, and then, but on the flip side of it, I understand that your board's concern, but then the town's concern would be if you do build on top of it, and we need to get in there and work on it. Now we're digging through a floor, and so I think there should be some further.
Which again, I mean, I think within the conversation we have with TRC, Mr. Tablet was there, you were not intent to that.
Right.
There was no construct, nothing is being constructed over in Emerald Pike.
And that's what I was gonna say, I don't think there is, but I would want to confirm that.
Today, but in the future.
Today, sure.
Again, through the permitting process of the town, they have come from the TRC, still get future permits and stuff, and obviously if there's a water main or something that's there, they're gonna have to move it. Like they've got one now, they're gonna have, there's an 8-inch line over there, they're gonna have to move this part of their scope.
So long as the school agrees to that, then I don't see any issue, we can, you know, put that together in some, you know, memorandum of agreement.
Sure.
Where the easements aren't there, that gives you all greater flexibility to expand the village you see fit, with the understanding that when and if that time comes, there may be an expense to move our infrastructure.
Right, yeah, if you could just detail that in your response to us.
Yeah, so we can get an MOU.
Yeah, and then I'll have my board, my board's gonna have to approve whatever you send us, so.
Because that was really my only concern from what happens 10 years from now.
Right, no, absolutely, yeah, and my main purpose for being here tonight is to answer what I could.
Sure.
But mainly to take notes back to those who could answer better.
Sure.
So again, you all have the draft letter in front of you, I've sent to you guys, for conversation. Questions?
Clarifications of what I need about residential or commercial property or however they're, government property, however they're doing it. If, let's say if someone's home, they have a water line, are we responsible for the water lines up to just to where they tap in off the property? And I'm trying to get clear because it kind of bothers me a little bit that you're building these water lines on your property, but yet we're still responsible for them.
We're only, so from the meter to inside the building, the service line that services the school is theirs. But we have pretty significant water mains that run through the entirety of their property, whether it be for fire service. Most of these are fire hydrant service lines, but there is a pretty significant main that runs right through, runs basically right along the front of the school, and then back along Renz Avenue and back through Speed. So this loop would basically tap onto a line that comes around the back side of the school. There's a fire hydrant there. Here's the baseball field, it would basically tie in from that fire hydrant over the driver's space. So anything from the meter, whatever the water meter that actually services the school itself to inside of the building is their, still their responsibility. Our responsibility is the standard infrastructure as it would be anywhere else.
I just didn't want to see us being handcuffed where we could go in if we needed to, but since you clarified it for me, that's a little easier to understand. They are, so when this new project goes on, we're moving water lines and building new water lines, I guess the town, we inspect all of those, any and all of those, who inspects those?
So any water main extensions that are done will have to be filed with the state through IDEM, approved and constructed through standards, of our standards to tap in, or to be part of that conversation, and final inspection with the contractor upon connection and completion.
So I guess we don't actually inspect it as a town. It's inspected by the state inspector.
No, it's approved by the state that we would come in and inspect it.
That's all.
And if you all have any questions or needs, I can pull up our mapping system on the screen and show you exactly where this water main extension would be if you all want to see it. I think we've all talked about it wrong.
I'm all right with moving forward with just making sure that we have the documentation that was described. So I make a motion to move forward.
Yeah, motion for Matt. Second.
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion?
What is the actual motion?
I think it should be recorded in the minutes as that the town council, pending the vote, official vote, is to agree to waive the fees associated with the permitting for the project contingent upon the MOU between the town and the school board as far as the verbiage of access to property. It's, in the event something needs to be maintained, of course. I know it's a little bit long, Michelle, but that's a comment. Do we agree?
Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Second, new business is our phone internet service provider contract. Talked to Charlie and Michelle a little bit this afternoon about that. So we've got a lot of things that they need to kind of take care of. So they discovered it's going to save the town a lot of money. So Charlie?
Long story short, we're paying too much for phone service. We don't have long distance and our internet is slow. Basically, what's in front of you will speed up our internet service, give us long distance for a lower price.
Charlie, are you telling me it's 2022, we don't have the capability to dial long distance?
We can. We can dial long distance, but we pay a lot for it. Apparently, the lines that service this area, specifically coming to Town Hall for the poll, are what they call Centrix lines, and AT&T has not come to the table and refused to upgrade our lines to the building. Therefore, when we call long distance, we get charged for long distance. In today's age, with people using cell phones instead of landlines, a lot of our residents might have a 502 number for cell phones based out of Louisville. And Zellenberg, that is quote considered long distance. Spectrum has agreed to come and run new lines from their system to Town Hall for us so that we can move into 2022 from our phone system and internet services.
And I can tell you that Spectrum is who does the police department. Also, same thing with our phone line and internet. So they've been great for us.
And also the treasurer's office. Everyone's moved, I think. They have both moved. We have not yet done.
They hooked up fiber for us, and then the computer type phone line, which is one price. There is no long distance. There's no data caps. It's all together. If you get what kind of like we have, so. But it did work well with
this department. And you'll notice in your packets, I'm sorry, there's two service agreements. One's a 36-month, one's a 60-month. The 60-month is actually the cheap. It will be cheaper. Less expensive, I should say. So.
How much money do we save by doing this? I heard we were saving money.
Yeah, we should. Gosh, I've got that in my office. Let me think. Hold on just a second. We will save, we had it by a year, I can go get it. It's approximately $300 a month.
$300 a month.
Mm-hmm. And we eliminated, this has been going on for about 2 years, fighting with AT&T over this.
It's actually longer.
It started before I got here. It really came to a head when I called out to a resident and we received a $900 phone bill because I called long distance for 2 hours. Speaking to a resident about a legitimate issue. And then.
Nice.
Wow.
We have more business to get. You should call the police.
So we blocked long distance usage, so we cut off all long distance numbers from here and actually been using cell phones to call long distance numbers because it's obviously included in our service. So again, this is long overdue. We've been battling back and forth. Originally, Spectrum was not going to come to the table. They've recently reconsidered. They've updated some service areas around it for us, what our needs are. So now we're able to get switched, and we're going to move away and move into 2020.
We're under contract with them.
We contacted AT&T to find out, and if we would move now, our contract actually expires with them in October. It would be $7 a month to break. So we're talking. And I'll be honest, I said I would pay that if I had to because the service is horrible.
Thank you.
So was that who the internet was with as well, AT&T?
We do have AT&T, yes.
I can vote that. Okay.
So if someone wants to make a motion under 60-month contract?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Make a motion by Scott, I got a second by Terry, any other discussion?
Seems like a no-brainer to me.
No other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same time, nay. Motion approved. I think it was ET, hey, Chief, it was ET saying, phone home, sell the burger.
That's right, that's somebody telling orders to do that.
Charlie had some orders.
All right, thanks for all the research and all the hard work.
I gotta give you credit on Michelle Maycap, she's been working very hard on this.
Well, thanks.
Appreciate her work.
We did, and Bart.
And Bart.
And Bart.
Tell him he needs to sign just the top.
All right, any comments from the public? Any staff report, Charlie?
Sorry, I got the chief over here, my ears are talking to me.
Is that how it's gonna be?
CCNG is basically complete, paving for the year. We are going to be going through some punch, we do have some punch list items that need to be addressed, still, those concrete updates. So we'll be getting with limits on that, with those completed. I want to thank Chief Whalen over here next to me for working with me, driving through town as much as I do at night. One of the things that drives, become a pet peeve of mine are street lights that don't work. Brought in one of my guys here at 4 in the morning while it's still dark outside, just to do the street, 31 South, New Albany, and we found 17 street lights that were burned out that needed to be fixed, so we submitted work orders for that, and I gotta give credit for Duke for coming in, they had them all back in running within 3 days. So I've asked Chief Whalen, on his third shift crews, I've given them the maps of where Duke is, where REC is, and to add it to their night shift list, to maybe add, if they see a street light out, get an address, a phone number, so we can submit those.
Do we have a tip line, or something on the website, or residents to report? Is that?
Duke does.
Well, we don't. Well, the problem is, I'm not calling anybody out, that helps us in town. Sometimes when you call the main party, they get to it whenever they get to it. Whereas if they bring it to our attention, when we make the call to that service provider, they get on it like that. And you see what I'm saying? I know there's much more important things going on in the world than one street light in town for 8 months, and they called, the residents would get frustrated, but when you call, it gets left. Like the leading street lights and covered bridge that were fixed. And I appreciate you doing it, making a phone call. So I'm just saying that there was an avenue for residents to report it,
and that
might be helpful.
There is a reported problem page on the website for streets, and so if there are issues like that, there is a way to report those things. We don't, I typically don't get it. I don't think I've ever received any for street lights. This is just one of the things that got noticed, and after a little research, we have something to address.
Actually, Charlie, I've had a few, and I've contacted you, and you said to contact Duke directly.
Are we submitting it into Duke?
Right, right. So there have been a couple instances in the past.
So, but again, I want to thank Chief for helping us out with that little pet project there.
Thank you, Chief.
Pooch Plunge is August 14th. It is this Sunday. It is on our website. I cannot remember the time. I believe from 2 to 4. It will go real fast. Sellersburg.org. Pooch Plunge, August 14th, 2 to 4 p.m. At the pool. And then on August the 20th, we have free movie night on the green, Wilkerson Park. Seating begins around 5:30. The first movie's gonna start around 6. We're showing the Goonies. And then after the Goonies, we'll have a little intermission, and we're going to show the Princess Bride. So bring a picnic, bring a chair, bring a blanket, go visit some of our local restaurants here in town, and come up to Wilkerson Park on the 20th for movies in the park. Hopefully it will not rain. Hopefully it rains over. So we'll see what happens. We are working on a rain day just in case. People may start noticing some MS4 stickers starting on some storm drains around town. As far as office changes go, we did move the building commission office and permitting office from building behind us to actually being in town hall. So if you need a permit, drop off a permit, something of that nature, the building commissioner and permitting admin is now in this building. Redevelopment, we moved them over because obviously they don't have any walk-in people coming in. Building commissioner receives quite a few, so we're almost up here in town hall, so we made that move last week. That's all I have for now, unless you have any questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
Streetlights and solar for, so I think that would say there's 600, 800, 1200. Who pays for the towers?
Depends on where they are and at what point they came into the town cellar.
So it's been negotiated more than once. I was just curious, I mean, they don't have any meters, the meters didn't go to any house, I didn't know if the town was contributing to pay for power service to our bills or how's that for?
You know, something like $7.
We pay for a majority of them.
$7 per light?
Yeah, I think so, a month, I think it was, well, it might be a little bit more than that, I think, I do remember the last thing.
Some of them are Duke, some of them are RMC, depending on.
Charlie, you told me one time what we actually paid for streetlight annually.
$87,000.
$87,000.
So when that light goes out, just since we're on the subject of it, I would have brought it up.
We're still being billed.
Came up, but the, when we called Duke and reported, did we pay for that light or they come out and replace it?
They replace it.
They replace it.
So it's on them, okay. Thank you.
Is there any move nationally for municipalities to go to any kind of solar lighting on that as a replacement? I'm not talking about putting up future lights, I'm talking about replacing existing lights.
They have a, Duke has a program.
I was gonna say, it depends on the utility. There are some vendors who offer solar street lighting.
Right.
As an option. It depends on the original agreement with the utility that you are in on whether you can eliminate that service with them. Some of them will let you, but they will not let you post solar lighting on their existing poles. That makes sense. So for example, I don't know if Duke would let us cancel their service, our service on streetlights that are mounted on their poles that we're paying for, and then them turn around and let us post our own solar lights on their poles.
Would they supply a solar light though, where they would get a, you can make a payment on it until it's paid off?
They're doing LEDs.
They're doing LEDs.
They want to save electricity.
I understand, I know how that works, but at some point, it seems like solar lighting is getting more popular all the time. It's
not cost effective. We've looked at it for town center, Camp Run, American Way. No, actually doing solar lighting over there. The panels are huge. I mean, you're not talking lights like you bought Lowe's for your front landscaping.
Right.
These are very bright. Even with the LEDs, the panels are pretty large. You can maintain them, but I think it's the last cost analysis I did was like 40 years before they paid themselves off.
Okay.
So I mean, it's, but what were we paying for streetlights on Canberra? It would take us 40 years to pay them off compared to what we're paying for in electricity. So I mean, the technology is just, I mean, it's nice for certain areas, I think.
Right.
I think there's, I think they have a place, but I think for, every other street pole or every third street pole for main thoroughfare lighting, I just don't think it's cost effective at this point from a technology standpoint. Yes.
I don't know.
I guess the triggers on were just dusted on. Is that what triggers them? Almost all of them.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right, Chief, you got anything else to add tonight?
Glad to be here.
There's no representation from Jacoby Timothy Lance with another meeting coming out. Unexpected meeting, I believe, on her end. So there's no here on some of the projects that we've got going on. We've got the Ohio Avenue Water Main Extension conversation still going on. System Connect, middle is being reviewed. How to replace the project, project's finished. Wastewater information. Is that
Charlie's taking care of everything on the force main, and the survey is underway. Drainage, anything you want to add about drainage or anything? State Road 60.
Some of these have changed. Campground portion, like I said, they started paving over campground. I don't know if y'all been over there this past week or looking, they do have some base coats down. So they'll get the asphalt, some of the base asphalt runs down, and it'll start on the concrete. So you start seeing curbs and gutters and sidewalks going in here for a while. And like I said, I spoke about CCMG, the next window for CCMG applications is now through the 29th. So I'll be bringing you all a list of recommendations for CCMG. They originally extended that, it was supposed to be due 31st of July, extended it a month. Looking at some review, we've got some fairly decent sized projects that need to be done, so we won't have as many miles of road being paved next year, but we'll have some major infrastructure, a stormwater and bridge getting replaced within that.
All right, anybody have any questions about that? All right. Jake, do you have anything to see?
No, sir.
Scott, you have anything?
Thanks Charlie and his crew, the repaving and covered bridge is really nice. I'm glad they came and picked up their lost steamroller, whatever you call it. The little bitty signs, is it okay for people to pick those up? And then, are they putting the stop bars back at some point?
Yeah, they started on those last week. They just didn't get done with the weather. So if you go through town, a lot of the roads that have, especially down the south end of town, they've already gone back to the stop bars back in.
It looks really nice. A lot of people are happy about that, so I appreciate that. And along with a couple of the ADA cutouts, good job out there. So kudos to that. School's back in session, and again, a lot of good things going on. Obviously, Silver Creek is here tonight. They're doing some great things there on their campus. It's continuing to grow, so it should be exciting times for the future for the town. So, all right.
Matt?
Like the new sign that we finally got. It's actually back in my subdivision. So that finally came in. That's kind of cool to see that, how it works. Also kind of props, like Scott said, about the street projects and how that's looking and how things are going around town. So other than that, just thank you to everybody for what they do.
We have two of those signs, by the way.
Great. I'd just like to just make people acknowledge the paving going on in District 2. Quite a bit of miles of paving done there. It looks good. It was needed, and I'm glad we got it done. They're moving forward. Charlie, we have a Parks Board meeting tomorrow evening. I think we have some properties that we're going to talk about there. Moving forward with the pool, maybe some issues there that we're probably all aware of. So, thankful and glad, and I really feel like that as a community, we're moving in the right direction. Maybe we don't do everything perfect the way everybody wants it done, but wide open for suggestions all the time. So, just thankful and glad I'm a citizen, so that's all I have.
Terry?
I know Matt talked about it just for a second there, but several people in Lakeside reached out on Facebook, thanked us for the speed limit signs and the flashing, the two new signs we got. And we explained to them we're going to move them around a little bit around town, but they could end up back over there again if need be. But they are very helpful. According to the people, they were very thankful. Did Dryer Stacy pay? Okay, that's done as well. That's all I have.
Like everybody sitting there said, I know I was a big push on these signs. I appreciate the chief throwing it in his budget, helping us out on that. I know we've got some other things that maybe we're hoping maybe we can work with on some different type of signs. I know a couple of us discussed as well as far as the safety, in our neighboring areas and some of the pathways going in through town. So I know that's very important for us. See, I know nobody really probably brought up
celebrates. I haven't heard of nobody that celebrates, but I'm assuming that everything's still going. I saw some of the guys out doing some work around town, you know, fixing up those paint areas and stuff like that, so I appreciate all our employees doing that. It looks like, I said, the sewer plants continuing to keep on moving forward. I said the folks from Mac Construction out there on American Way. Looks like it's going to be a big fight between Wendy's and Hardee's, who's going to open up first, so I'm excited about that. As many people are, you know, you have one people want this breakfast sandwich and they want this one instead, so it's going to be exciting to win the breakfast, you know, whatever you want to call it, contest, I guess, moving forward. But once again, our guys are doing a great job, both the police department and you know, all our guys that work, our town employees, the billing office, our clerk treasurer's office, our secretary, you know, everybody is working as a team, and I really enjoy everybody being in that sector of the way we want to do what's best here for our community. So I thank everybody for that. So that's all I have to say. Michelle, you have anything else to say? All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. There's my boy. One more thing.
Charlie, when is Sellersburg celebrating? It's like the
25th, 26th, and 27th.
August 25th through 27th?
Yes.
Chief, do you supply police coverage to that event?
24/7. Actually, our police 24/7 coverage starts Wednesday, the 24th, and goes through Sunday, the 28th.
So you provide nearly 96 hours of police services for that event?
Yes.
Do you send them an invoice for that?
We get a small, we get paid a little bit from Sellersburg Celebrates for security.
But not nearly what it would cost to provide coverage?
Not even close.
Okay, thank you. And Charlie, I understand it's a community park, but it's Sellersburg Celebrates, and it's associated with the town of Sellersburg. And to date, we have not had any contact with the organizers of this event.
We met with them back in February, I believe, or March.
March of 2015.
Yes, I've not heard from them outside of a request for sponsorship with Parks, contributed $5,000 for event sponsorship. Outside of that, I've not had any conversations. They've not reached out or anything about the parade or.
No.
Does this town do any other funding besides police services? Do we supply trash cans and stuff like that?
Some trash cans, they do bring a dumpster for that.
Gas.
And the only reason I bring this up, and I'm not to go on a tangent, the only reason I bring this up is that I think this town promotes this event. I think this town provides professional services and some other items to this event. And the fact that we haven't had any communication for nearly 7 months for a major event, I don't know who the promoters are or organizers are, but I would like for someone to say, hey, this is what we're doing. We want you to be involved, because here's what's going to happen. In the event a critical incident occurs up there, or an emergency, or any other small minor complaint about dogs running loose, cars getting stuck in the mud, everyone calls the police department and they call the town council, and we have to deal with all the problems afterwards. So, I mean, just as a common courtesy, I would like to speak to somebody or have someone come in here and speak to the council about what the plans are. Because at the end of the day, if it's a poorly, and I'm not saying it is, so don't misquote me, but if it is a poorly organized event, we suffer. The town, this town government entity suffers, and it's not even our event. I have a problem with that, and I'm just going to say that in a public meeting.
You would think someone from Sellersburg Celebrates would even be here tonight.
Thank you. I'm not asking you to reach out to them, but to do our due diligence and take the higher road. We should. Do they have an EAP? Did they get with you, Chief, about traffic or?
We get with them. Obviously, because we've done it we get with them when it gets close, because we've obviously done this every year, and I let them know what services as far as traffic, road closures and stuff that I will provide, and how I will provide it. But it's not much more in depth than that. And again, like I say, the communication between them and us about like them and you all is, it's not much. You know, for our standpoint, we just done it, I've done it for 21 years, so.
We should do better. We should do better for the residents of this town that attend that event. That's my opinion. We should do better. And I just never heard of people having an event with so little communication. I mean, maybe it all goes through the town trustee or the county, I don't know. But if you're going to use our name and use our resources, you would think that we would have some say or some type of involvement or something. I mean, because at the end of the day, when it goes bad, these five people here, the town manager, and whoever else has to deal with it. Everyone else walks away, and no one understands that. I guarantee you, after that event, you'll get at least 20 phone calls to either your office or his office about some complaint that the town shouldn't even be dealing with.
I get those, why it's going on.
How many people go to that? You're just over the 3-day period. 10,000?
I say 15,000 people.
15,000 people. Have you ever heard of a 15,000 person event where there's no communication for 6 months?
And a lot of it, again, which again won't get into it for the public, but there's, from my standpoint, from the police standpoint, there was some disagreements on activities down there, and once I gave my opinion on that activity is when our conversation stopped. And I will say that it was a beer garden, and I said no. And I'll say like you, I'll say that no in a public meeting, I disagree. And I have to sign off on that, and I refuse to. So.
Scott, tomorrow there is a meeting with the Parks Board, and in the past, the way I understand it, because we have one Parks Board member that seems to be very involved in celebrates. So I know no one's reached out to me or a few gentlemen, but it's a possibility, and Charlie may be able to speak to it. They may have been in contact with somebody on the Parks Board. That's the entity that's kind of been involved with celebrates in the past, because we had an individual last year kind of spoke up for celebrates. So. That's a possibility. No one spoke to me about it. I'm on a part.
I think everybody here wants it to be a great event. Absolutely. I think everybody here is behind it, but you can't saddle us with the problems, the issues, and the cost. And I know what it costs to pay overtime for police officers. I also know it's very difficult to find police officers on their off time to come in and work events because they're working enough department overtime.
I actually make them. I cancel all.
So you mandate overtime?
That's mandatory that week.
People need to know that. People need to know that when they call here with problems and issues, they need to know what we're doing for that event with no communication. I'll go to Parks Board meeting.
$21,830.
All right, that's all I had. Sorry to drag out.
Thanks for your comments and your thoughts. But with that said, I ask for adjournment.
So moved.
That's a motion by Scott, second by Matt. All in favor say aye. Aye, same sign, nay. Motion carries. 7:05.
Russ, Chief, I'm sorry, can you give me the